Well, John, how's the squad after the European adventure? And with that in mind, will you have to rest players for tomorrow? Give them a break, considering it's been an intense 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's been very intense. We intend to make a couple of changes. Obviously, yeah, we have a few knocks. But overall, you know, it was a fantastic campaign. You know, our objective from the very start was to win the first round, which we did. After that, it was a bonus, but we proved that winning in Sweden was an incredible achievement. And obviously, we were a little bit shorter last night, but, you know, I'm hoping it'll stand in good stead to us on the run-in. So while everyone was disappointed after Thursday night, we're well aware of the second half of the season is on. Massive, massive match tomorrow night for us. And, you know, we trained this morning, everyone's looking forward to it, and no excuses. We need to win the match, we know that.
That was the dressing room like after on Thursday, were the heads down? Or?
Yeah, I think it was just down because I think we knew that we had made mistakes and we'd give them a soft first half. And, you know, we got caught for the first goal. We were put out of position, which was unlike us because our shape had been very good. But it shows against a team of that quality, you know, anyone that's a yard out of position or 2 yards out of position, they just tear you open. And so it proved. But, you know, at the end of the day, it was always a difficult task for us over the round. But, you know, we have a great performance overall in the second half in particular, and you know, with such a fantastic crowd there, it was nice. At least the second half we scored and at least give them something to shout about. So the lads themselves are a bit disappointed, but that's the level we got ourselves to, and that's where we want to get back to. So that's why you know, tomorrow night's such a massive game for us, because Sligo have done really well. They're a tricky team, a lot of pace and energy on their side, and after a great win 5-0 on Friday night, so we know we have to be on our game. So I'm expecting us to be right from the start tomorrow night.
I suppose with that sellout crowd on Thursday, you'd be hoping they'll come back tomorrow night and Friday night as well.
Well, yes, because I think a lot of people hadn't been there for a long time, and I think they were probably surprised of the quality of the football, and plus the fact that I think they could see that, you know, it's a fantastic experience in Turner's Cross. You know, with 4,000 or 5,000 in there, I know it was a full house last night. The atmosphere is great, and you know, we attract a lot of families and a lot of kids going, and you know, overall very positive stuff going around about the club, and we need to keep it that way. So the good thing about tomorrow night is the kids are still on holidays, so from that point of view, you know, we're hoping we'll have a very big crowd. And I think maybe after last night people will come again, and the reaction afterwards, a lot of people said they would come Monday night, so we wait and see. But we are expecting a very big crowd again, so hopefully they will. And you know, I think they can see that the league title is up for grabs. Obviously Dundalk, the last 2 years, we know all about them. We're the only team to challenge them, but at the same time, you know, we're right in there, and you know, with a crowd like that every week, you know, it's well possible that, you know, we need to win all our home games, and you know, we need to start with that tomorrow night.
Were you surprised to see Dundalk lose on Friday night, and does that give you kind of extra incentive heading into tomorrow night's game?
I think, to be honest with you, I keep saying we were always in the picture anyway, because we have to look after ourselves in our own games, and you know, what happens anywhere else we can't control. What we have to make sure is to make sure that we capitalise and get our own points, because it doesn't matter, you know, whether they win, lose or draw. If we don't get our own points, it doesn't matter, and that's what we have to do. So you know, I keep saying in this league, you underestimate anyone, they'll do you. Mm-hmm. And you know, so from our point of view, is that we know it's a big game tomorrow night. Europe is over. The most important thing for us is that we want to be in Europe again next year. We want to be in the Champions League. Mm-hmm. And that should be our incentive for the rest of the season. Well, there are a situation where you have knocks and you have bruises and you have fellas who are probably might be stretched a bit. So, yeah, you're going to have to be careful, and you're going to have to you know, make the appropriate changes. And you know, while the last couple of weeks the team for Europe was fairly settled, obviously tomorrow night the team will be changed, because we have a few knocks. But at the same time, you're right, Noel, in the sense that when you play 3 games in 7 days, and it's going to be ongoing, so it means your squad needs to be ready. The guys on the bench that haven't played for a couple of weeks need to be ready. They need to make their mark, that when they come in, that they put themselves in a position to stay in the team. So from that point of view, there's real opportunities going to come up. So, but like I say, tomorrow night, it's all about tomorrow night. There will be a few changes, but it's crucial that we win the match.
Yeah. What injury
look there? Beno is a knock. Michael McSweeney is a knock. Shawnee is an ankle knock. And I suppose the only other one is Garrod felt a bit sick on the last day. It looks like he's after recovering, so there's a few bits and pieces, but we'll wait until tomorrow. But certainly, we'll certainly have a few changes.